At dinner that night, Mother couldn't stop talking about Ender's homecoming. Peter listened with only half his attention because, of course, Mother couldn't see past her personal sentimentality about her lost little boy coming back to the nest, whereas Peter understood that Ender's return would be horribly complicated. So much to prepare for, and not just the stupid bedroom. Ender could have Peter's own bed for all he cared. What mattered was that for a brief window of time, Ender would be the center of the world's attention, and that was when Locke would emerge from the cloak of anonymity and put an end to the speculation about the identity of the great benefactor of humanity who, because of his modesty in remaining anonymous, cannot receive the Nobel Prize that he so richly deserves for having led us to the end of the last war of mankind. That from a rather gushy fan of Locke's, who also happened to be the head of the opposition party in Great Britain. Naive to imagine, even for a moment, that the brief attempt by the new Warsaw Pact to take over the IF was the last war. There's only one way to have a last war, and that's to have the whole of Earth under a single, effective, powerful, but popular leader. And the way to introduce that leader would be to find him on camera, standing beside the great Ender Wiggin with his arm flung across the hero's shoulders because, and who should be surprised by this, the boy of war and the man of peace are brothers. And now Father was blathering about something, only he had addressed something to Peter directly, and so Peter had to play the dutiful son and listen as if he cared.